This is Ozarks at Large. The 2020 census is still underway, but the U.S. Census Bureau is adjusting its timeline because of the pandemic. Residents now have until October 31st to complete the census online, by phone, or by mail. A $5,000 grant from the National League of Cities is helping the city of Gravette collect more responses from residents. Last week, Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda spoke via Zoom with the city's mayor, Kurt Maddox, to learn more about what types of initiatives that grant will fund.
There was a grant available for smaller cities that had rural areas where people may be less likely to actually sign up and do it. And we looked at our totals from 2010 and realized that we only had a little over 68% who had actually done the get it done themselves without people having to go door to door and try to find out everybody. So we're trying to increase those numbers this year. And plus, we also found out that we have anywhere in our area between 20 and 35% of people who don't have internet service. And so we wanted to find a way that they could make it easy for them to be able to come in to City Hall or to the library or some other areas where we might set up the stuff we're going to get with this grant for them to be able to have an easy way to get their information in.
So what are some of the initiatives that you're looking to roll out with this grant?
Well, one, we're going to do some kiosks. Some will be have a couple of laptop computers and then also an iPad where people will be able to just come in. It'll already have access to internet for them. And we may even set up some areas where like at a four-way stop and a tent for a day where they can just come in and we'll have a, you know, sign up, do your census here now, and they'll be able to just walk under there and we'll have it manned, and then, or we'll have a spot at the library. Everything will be set up for them. So all they have to come in is enter in either their name, address, and if they don't have their code, that also comes, of course, when they send out the packets to everybody.
When do you anticipate rolling this out? I know things have been complicated a little bit with social distancing during the pandemic.
Yeah, so they've moved things off a little bit. So our stuff is coming in, actually some stuff's being delivered today. And then we will start working on a date as, you know, things open back up. We expect probably in June, from June on, we'll start having these kiosk options. As soon as our lobby's back open at City Hall, we'll be ready to go.
So what has the response rate been like so far for Gravette? Nationally, the response rate is around 57%. How does that compare to Gravette?
Yeah, we are right now at 56.1 as of this week. And Benton County is, I believe, the number one in Arkansas right now for response rate. And a lot of that's because us and other cities in Benton County are real strong on their Facebook. And we've been really hitting that hard every week to get the people who follow us on Facebook to go ahead and get it done for us.
Why are those responses so important for the city?
Well, as you may have heard, it's up to about $3,000 a year you could lose for each person that does not get counted. And over a 10-year period, since the census is only done once every 10 years, over a 10-year period, that's as much as $30,000 that won't go to your schools or to your roads or to other infrastructure and city and school stuff that needs to be done. So we want to make sure if there's any way possible to get every single person we can who's moving into town, who's moved in, who's just had a baby. I know that five and under is a big key that gets left out a lot. And so we're trying to also focus on education. We're also doing a mail or two to let people know what to expect and just kind of the information about them understanding that, you know, they're not being tracked specifically by name, that there's laws against that. And so that they know that it's not anything that's going to harm them or haunt them down or anything.
You mentioned that it could mean fewer responses could mean less money for projects for a school or for roads or things like that. Are there any specific projects like that that you could use as an example? So maybe that makes it a little more tangible for someone who's thinking about responding.
Yeah, for example, we get money that comes in each month from the state and county that is based on our population. So it's based on the anytime tax money comes in or is given out, we get based on our population on that too. And extra state money that comes in is also based on our population. So there's lots of things that come in based on population. So every single person that's counted, we either get more or lose more, especially in our street turnback. There's a lot in that that you don't want to have potholes. You want to have nice paved streets. Having your people counted helps significantly in that part.
What's the best way for people to keep up with when you're rolling out the kiosks and if they have more questions about the census and grab it?
Yeah, so we will, of course, we'll do a mailer and let them know. We'll put it in the water bills and let people know. But Facebook is our big way we talk to everybody. In fact, in the state and even in the U.S., City of Gravette has one of the top Facebook numbers per capita of any city in the whole U.S. And most cities average about 20% of their population on their Facebook. And we actually have over 100% of our population on our Facebook page. So, of course, we're very active. We keep it going, and it's word spreads quick when people share stuff like that. So that's kind of how our focus is going to be to help inform them.
What else should we know?
So we're also sending stuff home in the snack packs with the school. And we've worked with the school to be able to do that so that, especially in the lower income segment, they'll be able to get that and kids will be able to hand that to their parents in the snack packs that are going out with everybody. So that's pretty cool.
Well, thank you so much for your time today.
Yes, thank you.
That was Gravette Mayor Kurt Maddox. He spoke via Zoom with Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda last week. More information about the city's census initiatives can be found at the City of Gravette Government Facebook page.